is still not clear what steps will be taken when a biometric verification machine breaks down on election day. Whilst the NPP says election in an area where the machine breaks down will have to be postponed, the NDC thinks otherwise. The NPP says that decision was taken at the last IPAC meeting, but the NDC says the issue was not conclusive and that the EC asked that the matter be left to it. The last meeting agreed that additional verification machines be provided to polling stations with more than 1,000 votes. Georgia Secretary engaged the General Secretary of the NPP, Kwejo Osefrie, and Deputy General Secretary in charge of operations, George Lawson.
The item called it was reached was that in that area we need to have, say, two machines where we could, say, divide the queue to call a portion so that we have 500 here, 500 there. In which case, you know, by say 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, all to do well, we would best go down and vote in that respect. So I think that the solution, the list is alphabetic. So all those needs, like, say, 3 are on this area up to a St. Paul. Then from George to AZ, all it should also be in this queue.
Sir John, are you convinced with that? Because when you look at constituencies like Manchia or Hohoi, where the people are so many, in the event that one of the additional machines breaks down, what happens?
See, I think that is very clear. If the machine breaks down and we are not able to repair or restore it, that area of elections will have to be postponed. And that is very clear. Nobody is able to destroy a machine in the view to checking people, just hoping to come and register. The law is very clear. And we need to compromise on that.
Has that been communicated to all the parties and the EC?
We were all members of the IPAC meeting, and at that meeting, that was resolved. So we have no doubt at all in our hands that that is the position, and then what is going to happen. We are not going to allow people, once the machine breaks down and we cannot restore, we cannot repair within a certain range of time, then that area of elections would have to be postponed. So if somebody, for instance, the IPAC comes to a meeting, and destroy the machine with the fuel to have everybody who is going to register. Or the court will go to the tell the machine to have the machine down so that you can have everybody register. That AS elections will be postponed. The EC understands that. The EC agrees. All contractors have agreed.
I just had an interview with Sir John.
Mm-hmm.
And it did indicate that at your last IPAC meeting, you people agree that on election day, if machines should break in a particular police station, election will have to be postponed in that area.
No, we never agreed on that. We left that for the Electoral Commission. We advocated, we didn't say so. We just left the Electoral Commission access to leave that for them. They were not conclusive. We said they should go manual. They disagreed. And the Electoral Commission said they should leave that one.
So is there plans as to how that will be ironed out before the day?
No, it's not for the those powers have invested in the Electoral Commission. IPAC has no power over that. Yeah, it's a constitutional thing, not a law. So those powers have invested in the Electoral Commission.
Will you meet as IPAC before election day?
That one is the Electoral Commission who calls IPAC. If they call, fine. But they told us that was the last IPAC. Unless there's something very, very, very pressing or very, very urgent, then an emergency IPAC meeting will be called.
That thing is the delay, the timing it takes to process a voter using the biometric system. And I said sometimes it takes 2 minutes.
Within 3-4 minutes. We deliberated on all those things. And at the end of the day, they told us, yes, that's why they've reduced some of the polling centers. So that that's what we have. They have, it's only, I think 2,000 polling centers that have, I think, 1,000 registered voters. But the rest is between 600 and 800. So that's why it was increased from 26,000 emission. We said, no, it can't be possible. They said it's possible. So at the end of the day, we had to leave them.
Are you convinced, as it is, the way things are, that everything will be okay, especially with the technicalities?
We are not convinced. But the Electoral Commission assured us that, yes, they told us, yes, they are convinced. So those powers have invested in them. And they are saying, we argued that, no, should the South Africa, we cited the South Africa example, and they disagreed.
George Lawson is Deputy General Secretary of NDC in charge of operations. Earlier, you heard Kwejo Osefrie, General Secretary of NPP.